And our recommendation is to move forward with the KLJ Moore Engineering or City Engineering and Planning Services. The plan that has been put forward is budget neutral. We'll be reducing one FTE from Dave Anderson's position. That total of salary and expenses were just about $86,000. The proposal for the city engineer is $87,000. In the 2021 budget, we had budgeted for an in-house engineer with expenses for a total of $95,438. Again, our proposal shows an $87,000 line item expense for this partnership. We also in our budget have another $50,000 for additional operating, which is Midwest Inspection, for a total of $145,438. We're proposing this partnership to expend a maximum of $87,000, with the $50,000 to Midwest Inspection, a total of $137,000, which is below our budgeted area for 2021. Thus, the plan is budget neutral. Again, the maximum charges for the year is $87,000 and will be reviewed quarterly by the city administrator and reported to the city commission. With given a maximum charges for the year, it'll make it easier for us to budget. These rates are guaranteed for 3 years. And again, the effect is one less full-time employee. Under some of the areas, planning and zoning expertise would be brought forefront and future planning, which is critical for our community. We will have the ability to be proactive in regards to planning and zoning and not just reactive. We can offer more expertise in zoning opportunities. You know, with planning and zoning, committee members are from the community and they look for a lot of guidance from Carl. Certainly with the KLJ and Moore, providing more general planning and zoning, it would take a lot off Carl's plate. It'd help us to plan for the future where growth opportunities may exist. Under the floodplain administrator, community rating systems coordinator, KLJ and Moore will provide someone who specializes in this and not just familiar with. We'll have someone serve as a city representative or FEMA claims that has extensive knowledge in regards to the subject with this partnership. In the general engineering services area, they'll assist in planning and coordinating, supervising and evaluating programs, plans, services, equipment, and our infrastructure needs. Assist us in funding solutions, and respond to constituent requests and issues as directed by the city. Also, the strong Water Commission liaison with KLJ will be enhanced by the additional expertise of Moore. Additional expertise in these areas might not have been as strong as a benefit to the city. Even though KLJ and Moore is the city engineer, it does not mean that we can't still have another firm do other projects if we so desire. By having both of these companies serve together as a city engineer, it will provide additional expertise when issues arise on projects and the enhanced ability to provide the city with options to find solutions. Under the building inspector category, their proposal included subcontracting with Midwest Inspection Services. They'd offer to let us just continue to do that, and we would recommend that we would continue with Midwest Inspection Services. We could use Lance for some smaller opportunities like decks and sheds and so forth, if there's time allowed in his schedule, and maybe at some point consider residential new construction in that area. But again, that would have to be a discussion by the commission and the portfolio holders as well as with Scott. But there might be some opportunities there for the city to utilize. Under enhanced funding opportunities, KLJ and Moore both have similar but different experiences with funding and grant opportunities. Together, we believe that they provide the city with their combined resources and experiences for potential funding opportunities and efficiencies to save the city money. In closing, this process started several months ago in good faith to find additional and improve opportunities for the city regarding engineering services. The process was intended for improved proactive planning, evaluating infrastructure needs, growth opportunities, upgrade our planning and zoning process, enhance funding opportunities, and to provide professional counsel for policy and procedure recommendations that are consistent and aligned with relevant regulations. This exercise started with searching for an in-house engineer. And in the end, we truly believe we have found more value with two professional companies partnering to bring their vast knowledge and experience to the city's needs, all the while staying within the 2021 budget that was approved. The Committee for Engineering Services of the City of Valley City, we recommend we move forward with this proposal.
My question is, what's different than we have right now? We're doing the same thing as we've always done. And when this whole process started, it was to have somebody that was independent of an engineer firm that could oversee what's best for the city. And now what you're presenting is exactly the same thing as what we have now. This is the way it's been done since I got on the commission. There's no change, unless somebody can tell me how it's changing.
Well, I don't think we have the same thing right now. I don't think we're proactively working in these areas regarding the engineering services provided for planning and zoning expertise, future planning for opportunities. I don't think the KLJ has been providing this on a day-to-day basis. I think moving in with a formal plan that engages them on a day-to-day basis is certainly an advantage for.
Planning and zoning is someplace that we did have kind of a lacking in, and to have Joel Klonbeck, I believe is his name, but he is if he's not still, on the North Dakota Planning and Zoning Committee. Very knowledgeable person, works well with planning and zoning boards to stay in line with their comprehensive plans. And that is a way that we move forward. Now, again, when we first were tasked with this, trying to decide if we want to go with an in-house engineer, and I always ask the same question, what could one person do that a firm couldn't do? And it became very apparent that one person would just be a liaison that would basically talk to us and then basically go out for engineering to wherever. And the thing right now, we have got such a synergy with KLJ and now the addition of Moore that I don't want to trust the water commission money. I don't want to trust the flood protection and all this other stuff to a brand new place. If you know you want a different change, now you have it. You've got a liaison from KLJ to come down and be that person at planning and zoning, be that person to help with everything else. And Mike, if you want a different engineering firm on a different project, you can do that.
I think we felt strong enough in the beginning to move forward that we needed more services from an engineering expertise that we budgeted $95,000 to do that. That process didn't work. I think these two companies bring more than an in-house engineer can bring to us at a lesser cost. So I think there's some real advantages.
Part of this is we were looking into it as we were going to find an engineer that would not bid against or bid on the city projects when they were the city engineer. And we are not doing that right now.
So let me, if I could ask a question on that, Jeff, what good does that do you?
Who's overlooking what they're doing? So we're just going to trust them? Is that what you're saying? If they do a project, or they say, well, we need to do this project, and then all of a sudden, well, now we're bidding that project, and we got the low bid, and then 3 months later, we're getting these extra bills going, okay, well, we had to do this, we had to do this, we had to do this. It's getting old.
I guess you'd have to show me where we're seeing any of those extra bills, but.
You haven't been paying attention, or? I mean, they've come up on other occasions. So I don't see any change here. We were looking for change, and this is not going to provide it.
I don't think we did. I think as indicated previously, that all these professional firms certainly have ethical standards to meet to uphold with their licensing. I think over the years, KLJ has been doing most of the projects for many, many years, and if there were ethical issues, I would think they would have been brought up. But
so basically, we are going to do the same thing as we've been doing since I got on this commission, and we're going to expect different results. The definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting something different to happen.
Well, I guess we'll have to agree to disagree, Mike. I think we're getting enhanced services We're getting two professional companies that can bring a lot of expertise and background to the city for planning and zoning, future growth opportunities. I think we're getting a lot more. And like I said earlier, we were prepared to spend $95,000 to do this, and everyone was on board. But now it doesn't appear like we are. But so with that, I'm going to make a motion that we enter into a contract with KLJ and Moore for engineering services, and that we continue to utilize Mike Blevins for Midwest Inspection Services for our building inspections.
Is there a second? Dewey second. Okay, now does further discussion? I would make a comment that I do believe it is different than what we had, because we had an FTA in a position that is no longer, that would be handled by experts in the field. And so with that, I would say that's a change. Having Blevins on board is a change. And, if there's a contract that's signed here at the end of the contract, if we're unhappy or during the contract, there is an out clause that is necessary, we can end that relationship if it's not working. But it is an opportunity to try something that has been fully researched